following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Valley Orthopedics Tip-Off Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Taylor, joined by Coach Jerry Williams, Coach Chris Herron, and we're here for volunteer basketball on Classic Country 90.9. As we're getting everything set up here and underway, Coach, it's good to be back on the radio in a big area matchup this afternoon as the Volunteers have traveled to take on the Wildcats of Shelby County.
Well, this is the return game. Back on the 9th of January, Shelby County came here, and the Volunteers won that game 42-28. So we're hoping that the Volunteers now can go on the road and beat this Wildcat team in Columbiana. And the last time we played Shelby County, Ramiah Billingsley ended up scoring 14 points, and Zakiria Heflin had one of her better games of the year, scoring 11. So the teams right now going through their final stages of warm-ups. We're in the last minute of warm-ups, and the officials are huddled at the table ready to go. And we're about ready to get this game going, Rusty.
We are. And this is, Coach, this is an important game for the Volunteer girls. Right now they're in second spot, but still with a shot to end up in first place. And they need to pick up this victory, which it'll make an opportunity on Friday or tomorrow, actually, when they take on Briarwood, makes that game even more important. But they've got to win this game first, and it'll come down to them and Briarwood tomorrow night.
Well, we're down to the two final area games, and like you say, we take them one at a time. We got to get this one first. And the Volunteers, right now, their starting lineup about to be announced. I'm sure it will be the same group that normally starts for the Vols. And Coach Bishop, I know he's excited about this game today. He feels confident. You remember last game, Kanad Buey, the outstanding player that Shelby County has, we held her.
I tell you what, Coach, let's take a quick break and let's get our opening in and get ready to get this basketball game started right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Clay Central Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Penhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. Now, here's color analyst Coach Jerry Weems and the voice of Clay Central High School Athletics, Rusty Taylor.
Coach, here we are. We're in Columbiana, Shelby County High School. Our Lady Volunteers, this thing's underway. They've tipped it off in Shelby County. They've done laid one in, Coach, and they're up 2-0. Yeah. 7:41, though, Vols going to the line.
Dewey, they're a good player, got that first layup, and so Right now, the Vols have a chance to tie it as we step to the free throw line.
That first free throw up, and that's a miss. As we got 7:41 left in this first quarter. Second miss and rebounding for the Wildcats. Connell with a rebound, and the Wildcats back on the offensive attack.
That was Zakiria Heflin missing both of those free throws. Volunteers open at man-to-man, it looks like.
Wildcats moving left to right as we watch the game here. Up from the left wing for Shelby County. The miss. Rebound. Controlled by the Vols. Still batting it around under the goal there. And finally, Connell for the Wildcats controls the rebound up and lays it in. 4-0 Wildcats. 7:04 left in the first. Volunteers moving right to left. A shot from the left wing. That's good. A three-pointer for the Volunteers, making it 4-3. Now
that was Ramal Billingsley knocking in that three from the right side of the floor.
A little half-court press. Turnover by the Wildcats. That's
Bailey James with a steal.
Causing that turnover. That steal knocked out of bounds by the Wildcats. Vols will be inbounding the ball, side inbounds right in front of their bench.
Shelby County will play a zone. They'll be in a 2-3. Which is what they did the last time that we played them. So they'll be in their zone defense.
6:34. Lindsay with the ball on the right wing. Dribbles. Working back toward the top of the key. Penetrated into the kicked out to the left corner. Back to Billingsley, left wing. Billingsley around the top of the key. Pulls up her dribble. Lindsay back on the. Lindsay at the top of the key. Billingsley back on the. Right wing, Brown in the left corner, right corner, and we're going to have probably an over and back, and we do.
Well, we were hesitant there about picking that ball up, but it probably would have been better off. It was going to be an over and back on us, and Billingsley didn't want to pick it up, but she was giving Shelby County a chance, really, to pick it up and score.
And Wildcats underneath, rebound, inbound underneath their basket, shots up, missed, rebound Vols, we're on the run. And that's Lindsay. And Lindsay fouled as the ball goes out of bounds.
It looks like that foul was called on Buey. They're a good player.
The second foul on the Wildcats this quarter. 5:54 left, first quarter, 4-3 Shelby County over our Vols. Lindsay, top of the key, dribbling down. Penetrating down the left side of the lane. Back to the left wing, Billingsley. Billingsley across James, right wing turnover. Steal by the Wildcats. We've got a two-on-one. Coast to coast she goes. Missed rebound by the Vols, and here come the Vols running back the other way.
Buey deflected that pass, stole it, took it all the way, and missed a lay-in.
And we're going to have a third foul on the Wildcats. Here only 5:29. Still 5:29 remaining in the first quarter. Shelby County 4, Central Vols 3. Central inbounding under their basket. Billingsley with the ball inbounds out to the right wing. Lindsay, top of the key, looking down to the low block. Shot up, rebounded by the Wildcats. We're going the other way. 5:15 left, first quarter. Wildcats ball, left wing. Back to the top of the key. Works its way around. Steal. And ball knocked out of bounds by the Wildcats. Vols inbounding right in front of their bench.
Yeah, I think the man-to-man sort of bothering Shelby County, pushing them offensively way out further from the basket than they normally like to operate.
Lindsay dribbles the ball up. She's at the right wing. Across the top of the key to Billingsley. Billingsley from the left wing, three-pointer. Vols go ahead 6-4, 4:46 left, first quarter. Wildcats inbound the ball. Half-court pass. As they look to make a drive, coming in from the left wing, and a foul called on the Vols. And the Wildcats will be inbounding under their goal. 4:40 left, first quarter, Vols leading 6'4". Wildcats inbound the ball. And there's a kick right in the corner. Kick by the Vols. So Wildcats just kind of change sides of the corner and be inbounded. They work it in, left wing. Good pressure, man-to-man defense by the Vols. Pass down to the low block. That's Connell. She goes up, she's fouled. We'll count the basket, and Connell will go into the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
That foul went on Mia Lindsay right there, and Connell now with four of the 6 points for the Wildcats.
A chance to claim the lead for the Wildcats as Connell's at the line for one. That free throw's up and good. Shelby County 7, Clay Central 6, 4:29 left first quarter.
Very sparse crowd here right now, Coach, as you might imagine for a 4 o'clock start.
Kind of an early start, early start time. Folks trying to work their way here from Clay County. Billingsley with the ball, top of the key to Lindsay on the baseline. We drive and we step out of bounds. Turnover. Wildcat ball inbounding 94 feet away from their goal. They get the ball inbounds down the right side. Fast attacking for the Wildcats. Blue, and she's fouled. No foul called there.
They must have called walking.
Travel. That was a travel call. So
she was trying to force her way towards the goal and took an extra step there.
Turnover on the Wildcats. Vols ball. Lindsay brings the ball up the court. We look inside at the free throw line. Kick it back out to Billingsley, left wing. Back to Brock. Brock to Lindsay. Lindsay to Billingsley. Brock down low, left block, up. Shots missed, rebound by the Vols. Second shot missed and rebound controlled now by the Wildcats. 3:35 left, first quarter. There's a teardrop from the Wildcats. Missed. She gets her own rebound. Arnold misses again. Vols rebound, and now we're on the run. And we mishandle it under the goal, and it's out of bounds. Turnover. We'll be going back to the Wildcats. 3:22 left, first quarter. Wildcats up 7-6. Wildcats inbounding 94 feet away from their goal.
And you know, Coach, both teams turning the ball over at a pretty rapid rate.
Yeah.
And the last time these two teams played is when we had the 71 turnovers combined.
We sure did. A lot of turnovers that game.
Ball's right now with a half-court trap trying to force something.
Trying to force the issue. Shelby County does get it across the half-court stripe. But the Vols pressure forces the turnover. But the Vols do touch it last before it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wildcats. They'll be inbounding across from us about the old time line.
Ashante Smith actually had the steal, but kind of kicked it out of bounds over there on that far side.
Shelby County with the ball, top of the key to the left wing. Works its way into the left corner. Three-pointers up and good from the left corner for Shelby County. The Wildcats now. Oh, they counted it just as a 2.
Yeah, that went with a 2.
Counted as a 2. 9-6 Wildcats, 2:46.
It was Connell connecting again.
Brock with the ball, left wing, up to Lindsay at top of the key to Billingsley, right wing. Billingsley penetrates, tries the short jumper. It's rejected on the inside. Wildcats control the loose ball. We're going the other way. It's to the left wing. Penetration inside the three-point line. Back to the left wing, across. Shot for Connell, left, right wing, three-point shot. That's off. Billingsley controls the rebound. The Vols are on the run. Billingsley ahead to Lindsay. Lindsay looks to penetrate down to the block. She goes up. She's fouled. We're going to the line. 2:08 to play. And we'll be at the free throw line for a chance for two from there. With the clock at 2:08 remaining in the first period, Shelby County 9. Clay Central 6.
Delay Griffin picked that foul up for the Wildcats, her first of the day.
That first free throw, it's up and it's good. Cutting that lead to 2, 9-8 now, Shelby County. With a chance to cut it to 1 here for Lindsay. And that one falls, 9-8, Shelby County, 2:08 remaining in the first quarter. Ball's inbound, some full court man, half court press, half court trap. Heavy pressure on the ball. Wildcats got it Connell on the right wing. Brock with some great defensive pressure. Connell gets it out to number 10, Arnold. Arnold drives, and she's fouled as she goes up.
That foul's going to go on Ramal Billingsley.
The third team foul on the Vols this half.
And it'll be a two-shot situation for Arnold.
Morgan Arnold at the line for the Wildcats. First free throw, it's up, and it's good. Coach, kind of an unorthodox free throw style. A deep knee bend on her free throw. Very deep. Second free throw, it's up, and it's off. Rebound claimed by Brock for the Vols, and we're headed the other way. Three-pointer, it's off. The Vols, Wildcats rebound, and they're on the run. They missed the layup on that end. Rebound controlled by the Wildcats. Here's a three-pointer from the left corner for the Wildcats. It's off. That rebound controlled by the Vols, and we're on the run. The Vols from coast to coast, and it's in. That's number 42, Cersei, scoring that basket. 1:11 left. This thing's tied, 10-10. The Vols picking up half court with that half court trap. They pass over that trap. 23, she misses at the goal. Gets her own rebound and lays it in. Emily Dixon with two from the in the lane for the Wildcats. 12-10, they lead. 53 seconds remaining, first quarter. Lindsay penetrates from the right wing down the lane. She lays it up and in. We're tied at 12. 45 seconds remaining, first quarter. Vols picking up kind of a 2-2-1 look here, Coach.
Yeah, it's a three-quarter court press, but handled fairly easily there by the Wildcats.
Some good passing there, getting the ball down there, but they missed the shot at the goal. The Vols control the rebound. We're headed the other way. That's Lindsay. Her shot's rejected down there low. The Wildcats control that rebound, and now we're headed back toward the Wildcats end. The shot's up, and it's missed. They're inside the lane. 12 seconds. A turnover. The Wildcats reclaim the ball, and we've got a foul call, Coach. I believe 42. That's on the Vols. That's Cersei.
Picking up her first.
And we've got Arnold returning to the line for two shots. No, we're just out. That's just the fourth foul on the Vols.
Yeah.
The fourth common foul. 9 seconds remaining. Wildcats inbound. They go to the left corner with it.
We've
got another whistle.
I think Arnold shuffled her feet over there.
Got to travel there. So 5 seconds, we're tied up. Let's see what the Vols do to try to quickly get a shot up. With just 3-2-1. There's the shot by James. And she hits it, Coach, the three-pointer. It's good. We'll count that. The Vols with a three-pointer at the buzzer into the first. The Clay Central Vols 15, Shelby County Wildcats 12. We'll step away and take a break. Vol basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 relies on the support from area businesses like Honey's Cafe, formerly Miss Anita's Family Restaurant. Honey's offers a daily hot bar featuring Southern-style cooking. They feature a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and catfish, as well as chicken and shrimp plates. They offer catering services and a large dining room for special events. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 until 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe, 60 Park South in Lineville.
As you travel throughout the area, there's a good chance you'll get behind a car, truck, or SUV that has a Hill Auto Sales sticker on the back. For more than 10 years, Hill Auto Sales has been providing the people of this area with a great selection of all makes and models. Hill Auto Sales offers personal service with guys that have years of experience working with the people in our community. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lineville, and they're open Monday through Friday. The website is buyfromhill.com, and the phone number is 256-396-1100. Hill Auto Sales, proud sponsor of Classic Country. Country 90.9.
First quarter action is brought to you by Don's Pawn and Jewelry. Second quarter action is brought to you by Integrity Cabinets. Integrity's promise is to always conduct business with integrity. Integrity Cabinets on Highway 49 in Lineville.
We welcome you back. Shelby County High School, second quarter underway. We're 12-12. Shelby County with the ball, and it's number 10 with their first basket of the quarter. Arnold, she drives, she lays it in. Shelby County up 14-15. Still lead by one.
We had the first possession and turned it over down there as Sakara Lopez now coming in at point guard for the Vols.
James with the ball, right wing. She passes out that's
Vols trying to work over their high post in there at the foul line area. They're trying to go inside out. But right now, not a whole lot of movement going on at all for the Volunteers.
Lopez and James working the ball across the top of the offensive end for the Vols. Down into the corner to Lindsay, back to James on the right wing. We've got a turnover. Mishandling the basketball. The Wildcats are on the attack. There's 10. Arnold, a little raindrop shot. It's missed. Brock controls the rebound for the Vols. Here we go. James with the teardrop from the lane, and it's missed, and the Wildcats control that rebound, and we're headed back the other way. From coast to coast, the shot's up, and we've got a foul called.
Yeah, that's Buey going aggressively to the goal, drawing that foul, and she'll get the...
And that foul's on Brock, number three. That's the first foul on the Vols this half. Wildcats at the line, shooting two. Wildcats trail the Vols. Vols 15-14. The first one's good, and it ties things up. 6:29 remaining, second quarter. We've got Billingsley and Lindsay back in the game for the Vols, along with James, Brock, and Ward on the court at the moment. She makes that one. Shelby County 16-15. Now the ball's headed back right to left. Lindsay up on the point with to Billingsley on the left wing. Back to Lindsay. Down to James in the right corner. Back to Lindsay. Right wing. Billingsley left wing. Billingsley dribbles down. Left corner. Tries to force a pass inside. Good defensive presence there by Shelby County. Get a hand on the ball, but the Vols touch it last as it goes out right in front of the Wildcat bench. They'll be inbounding from there with 6:06 remaining. Shelby County on top, 16-15.
Right now, Coach, Volunteers having trouble working against that zone defense.
There's a three-pointer up. Missed for the Wildcats. A long rebound is controlled by James. We're 2-on-2. James all the way in. She's rejected on the inside. We're calling a jump ball here. And that jump ball, this next possession, it goes to the Wildcats at the 5:49 mark of the second quarter.
Shelby County had two defenders back, and James came at them by herself and elected to attack them, and it ended up in a jump ball.
Blue bringing the ball up for the Wildcats. The Vols in that half-court trap. They beat the trap, and we ball out of bounds. Then on the baseline, mishandled by the Wildcats. Oh, and they're saying it's out on the balls. Last touched by the Volunteers. That's how they call it. So that's how we'll play. It'll be Connell inbounding the ball under their goal. She inbounds to number 24, Blue. Floyd penetrates right down the lane, Coach, and it's up and in, and the Wildcats go up 18-15 on the balls.
Yeah, she beat her defender one-on-one there, and nobody stepped in to help.
Billingsley and Lindsay again set up outside the zone. The Wildcats in that 2-3. And the Vols trying to work it into the inside. They do, and a foul's called on number one, Daly Griffin, for the Wildcats. That's the first foul on Shelby County this quarter. The Vols also with one team foul this quarter. 5:09, 18-15. Vols inbounding under their goal. Billingsley inbounding the ball. She gets it into Lindsay on the left wing. Lindsay. Shots missed. Long rebound. Shelby County controls, but it's stolen by Billingsley. Billingsley up, back up over to Lindsay, right wing. Lindsay now back to Billingsley, top of the key. Billingsley. Lindsay from the right wing. Three-pointer, it's up. It's no good. Rebound controlled by Billingsley.
And she puts it in.
And that's now an 18-17 lead for the Wildcats at the 4:35 mark of the second quarter. Long, about a half-court pass down to 23 for the Wildcats. Connell has it right wing. Pretty good ball movement by the Wildcats up top. Vol still in that man-to-man defense. The Wildcats are on the move. And it's mishandled there by the Wildcats across from us. They lose it out of bounds. The Vols will be inbounding straight across from their bench. Shelby County High School, located Columbiana, Alabama, about an hour and a half away from home. We're proud to be able to bring you this action on the Clay Central Sports Network. 4:13, clock running. Shelby County 18-17 over our Vols. Lindsay crosses half court to the left wing with the ball on the dribble. Over to Billingsley, right wing. It shots up, rebounded. Down under there, underneath by the Volunteers. And we kick that thing back out to Billingsley. We'll try to reset. Over to Lindsay, right wing. Lindsay penetrates. She goes off the glass. It's missed. Rebound controlled by Connell for the Wildcats. And we're back going the other way. Wildcats still lead by one. They find Arnold in the corner. That three-pointer's off again. We've got a foul call on the floor. And that foul on 34, Connell for the Wildcats. The second team foul on Shelby County. Vols rebounded, inbounding, 94 feet away with 3:35 remaining second quarter.
Vols only 2 points so far here in over 4 minutes of this second quarter.
Lindsay crosses half court with the ball. Wildcats still set up in that 2-3 zone. Kind of slows things down for the Vols. Having to be patient and work that ball, looking for those open spots, exactly what they want. Lindsay, out top. There's a scramble for that for a loose ball. We're going jump ball. This one will be going to the Vols at the 3:07 mark of the second quarter.
Right now, Coach, we're just throwing the ball around on the perimeter. We're not really getting it inside any. And the bulk of our shots are coming from outside the arc, which is not a good formula to have.
Brock in the game for Glenn.
India Glenn is in.
Ball's inbounded. India Glenn, ball right wing. Passes it off to Billingsley, brings it back around to the top of the key. This defense, Coach, the Vols have got to be patient and then look to somehow get that ball inside through some penetration or some passes. Brock, there's a cut along the baseline. The pass made to Brock, and it's up and in. Nariah Brock, and that puts the Vols back up 19-18 with 2:36 remaining second quarter.
That was a good find in there by Lindsay to see Brock breaking to the goal.
The Vols in there man-to-man, forces the turnover. We're going to the other end with it. It's up and in by Mia Lindsay. Vols up now, up 21-18, 2:18 remaining till halftime. Vols with that full court man-to-man, applying pressure of the ball all the way up. The shot's up, it's missed. It's controlled by the Vols again. And there's another one, Coach. We'll lay it in.
That's Heflin, Zycaria Heflin.
That is Zycaria Heflin. And Shelby County, their coach needs a little break. He'll take a timeout. We'll take it with them. Vols basketball, our ladies up 23-18 on the Clay Central Sports Network.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and tastes, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
You all know that Matthews Meat Market has locally raised beef, pork, and chicken. But what else do they offer? How about Schoolhouse Pizza, chicken fingers, and buffalo wings as well? Turnovers and cheesecake. Matthews also has frozen biscuits and Sister Schubert rolls. Matthews Meat Market is more than a butcher shop, located on Highway 49, just north of Lineville. Matthews Meat Market is open Monday through Saturday from 8 till 5. They're closed on Wednesdays. Matthews Meat Market is proud to be a part of the Clay Central Sports Network.
We're at Shelby County High School, Columbiana, Alabama. Our Vols ahead, 23-18, 1:52 left. We've had a possession. Shelby County, a shot and a miss. The Vols controlling that ball now. Brock from the left wing, a three-pointer. Long rebound out, controlled by Shelby County. They're on the attack on the other end. Number five, Floyd. She's called for the travel, coach, and we're going back the other way.
Well, right now, you know, the Volunteers, 6 quick points to grab this 5-point lead here over the Wildcats.
We're sitting here with 1:40 left. Vols with the basketball. Shelby County still in that 2-3 zone. Vols continue to be patient, looking for those cutters where they appear and looking to somehow get that ball inside of the open spot. But there, coach, we make a turnover on probably a lazy pass there. Connell steps in the ball line, and the Wildcats are on the attack on their offensive end. Ball works to the left wing, back to across the top of that defense to Connell, right wing. He works down to the low block. Good defensive position there. Five, Floyd from Shelby County. A shot from the block. She misses. Vols rebound, and we're going the other way. 57 seconds remaining in this half. There's Lindsay down low. A shot. It's blocked, but controlled by the Vols. We control it twice, coach, and finally we get it to fall. India Glenn, or check me, coach.
It was was that not Lindsay?
That was Lindsay, yes. Yes, Mia Lindsay. With that bucket.
Vols. Third attempt, got it in.
Shelby County, they take a shot, and I believe we're going to have possibly on a second foul, number 3, Nariah Brock. The second team foul on Central this half. Shelby County also with 2.
That's Nariah's second personal foul as well.
And that puts number 24. That's 24, coach. Blue on the line for Shelby County, trying to cut into this Volunteer lead. She misses the first. Vols lead 25-18, 33.4 seconds remaining until halftime. A couple of subs made here. James coming in for Clay Central. Second shot for Blue for the Wildcats. Shots up. She makes that one. That cuts that lead 25-19. We've got some subs now being made for the Wildcats from Shelby County. Now the Vols inbounding 94 feet away with 33 seconds remaining until half. Vols up by six, 25-19. Billingsley bringing the ball up. She crosses half court, looking to Coach Lindsay, getting the play call. We'll see if we hold it for one or try to make something happen faster. James, right wing. The bounce pass inside to Brock. Brock loses the handle. It's back to Smith. She penetrates the lane. The 12-foot jumper, it's missed. That rebound controlled by Shelby County. They've got a breakaway, Coach Floyd.
And I think they're going to get Ashante Smith.
They get her. She did prevent the basket, but did.
That'll put Floyd on the line for 2, though.
Yep, she did foul. Prevented the basket, but Smith fouls, and it does put Floyd on the line for the Shelby County Wildcats. The lead now for the Volunteers, 25-19, 3.9 seconds remaining here in this area matchup. The Shelby County Wildcats, they're hosting our Central Clay County Volunteers. Floyd, first free throw's up. First free throw's good. 25-20 now. Our Vols lead's cut to 5 as Floyd now has her second shot. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. The trip over to Columbiana. Hey, we're here, so you don't have to be if you can't make it. Thank you for being tuned in. That second free throw's up, and it's missed. It's controlled by the Vols. But just a couple of seconds, that half-court heave-ho. And it's a bit off. But, Coach, they say we've got 0.3 seconds remaining.
I think they called a travel back up
there. Oh, okay, back up here at where the shot was. They sure did. So the Shelby County Wildcats will be inbounding the ball with 0.3 seconds. Now, Coach, they tell me you can't shoot it in 0.3 seconds. It can only be a tip.
You can only tip it.
So she's got to throw this thing toward the goal and hope somebody tips it, if that's the case.
Do you think they know
that? And they inbound it. No, that's. Coach, she banked it. The shot was banked in from half court, but it did not count. It was after the buzzer. So we head to halftime after 16 minutes of action. Our Clay Central Vols 25, the Shelby County Wildcats 20. You're listening to Central Clay County Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
At Piggly Wiggly, we've been bringing you top quality groceries for decades. From farm fresh produce and premium meats to your favorite snacks and everyday essentials, we've got everything you need and more. Now featuring a deli filled with fresh meats and vegetables, Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lionville is your full service grocery store. Located just off the Ashland Square and on the hill in Lionville, Piggly Wiggly is truly down home, down the street. Piggly Wiggly, proud to sponsor local radio on Radio Alabama.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the Law Office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network relies on the sponsorship of our listeners and local businesses. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lionville is one of those valuable sponsors. Experts say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and Sassy's is ready. Sassy's has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuit, and you can also add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lionville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga, located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, serve Clay, Tallapoosa, Talladega, and Coosa counties, as well as the entire Coosa Valley. The dealerships provide a range of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Honda, Nissan, and Ford models, backed by the Sarah Promise. The Sarah Promise includes a commitment to quality service and a lifetime powertrain warranty on vehicles. Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga. Inventory and information about the Sarah Promise online at Sarah280.com.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something. Meaning, we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement, it's a message. And this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga, work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
This is the Coosa Valley Wound Care Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back to Shelby County High School, Columbiana, Alabama, where at halftime of this girls' varsity matchup, our Central Clay County girls lead the Shelby County Wildcats 25-20 And coach, it's been a fast-paced first half. Been a lot of up and down the court, several turnovers. But the Vols with their man-to-man defense, half-court trap, full-court pressure type stuff. The Wildcats playing mostly a zone defense that half, but we've moved up and down the court to get to this 25-20 lead for the Vols. And let's take back a look. Your thoughts on that first half and maybe some scoring of who's done what for our Volunteers.
Well, we held Shelby County to only 20 points, 8 in the second quarter. And it's not because they didn't have the opportunities, because we turned the ball over at a frightening rate there in that first half, and the Wildcats just simply could not take advantage of it as they kept missing shots in the paint. And Connell Connell got off to a quick start for them with 3 field goals early in the game, and she hasn't scored since. So the Volunteers right now being paced by Lindsay with 8 points, and Billingsley, she has 8 points as well. So those two girls have scored 16 of the 25 points. And, you know, we've got to try to cut down on the turnover somehow or another, because, you know, if we don't turn the ball over, we're going to get more shots. And you would figure if we take more shots, we're going to hit more. So we broke this game open a couple of weeks ago when we played them in the third quarter, and hopefully that's what we can do tonight. Right now the Wildcats hanging around, but if we keep giving them those extra possessions, it's going to be hard to get any separation on them. And when you look at the foul situation, we've got Lindsay and Brock with 2 fouls each. And they've got their good player, Buey, with 2 fouls, along with Griffin. So not really anything serious, but you certainly don't want anyone with 2 to pick up one early in the third quarter. But right now the defense for each team is working. You know, the zone has the Volunteers bogged down. They're having trouble getting the ball into the paint to score. And then the pressure defense that we're using is forcing them to turn the ball over. So 3 minutes now to go left in the halftime. The coaches are still going over their final instructions, and we should see the teams back out for warm-ups in just a moment.
They're getting their last words of instructions. We'll get our last words of instructions as we'll step away and be back to get the second half started here on the Southern Union Clay Central Sports Network. Basketball, the Lady Vols versus the Shelby County Wildcats from Shelby County High School, Columbiana, Alabama.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
AltaPoint Health needs caring people to support and assist those who are living with mental illness. If you're passionate about helping others, want to join a growing healthcare company, and are ready to love what you do, then AltaPoint Health is looking for you. Visit altapoint.org to apply.
Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of the Radio Alabama Foundation and very excited to be a part of Volunteer Athletics on Classic Country 90.9. Atkinson Homes covers Talladega, Clay, Coosa, and Shelby counties with quality, custom-built, energy-efficient homes located on Highway 280 in Childersburg. 256-378-1201 or atkinsonhomes.net. You're going to love our homes.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network. Buddy Sports Country is your local dealer of Benelli, Browning, and Glock firearms. They add more selection and new products almost daily inside the huge showroom. They even feature some used firearms as well. Buddy's also offers a full stock of ammo, plus they have a wide range of fishing supplies. Open 8 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Buddy Sports Country, located on Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
Getting a loan from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is so easy, anyone can do it. Is it Get Right, Charlie? Whether you need a personal loan, home equity loan, auto loan, or credit card, you can easily apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or through our apps. Sign your forms online and save yourself a trip to the branch. Now that will make your tail wag.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
We welcome you back to Clay Central Volunteer Basketball. Coach Chris Heron, Coach Jerry Weems, Rusty Taylor out of pocket right now. He'll be coming in for us, hopefully, for the boys' broadcast, making his way in here with us. And, Coach, we've seen that first half action there, a big area game for the girls. Going right now, our Lady Vols ahead 25-20 and looking for to cut down on some turnovers, clean our game up offensively a little bit as we start this second half.
Well, they are, and we'll start out on the defensive end as the possession arrow points toward the Wildcats right here.
They inbound the ball. The Wildcats now headed from right to left as you listen. And that ball out on the high point. Blue controlling that ball for the Wildcats. A turnover as they try to work it down to the right corner. And it's James bringing the ball up for the Volunteers. She penetrates down to the right block. And.
Well, James took a.
And
she was going
to
shoot a layup, and she got in midair and never shot it, and he came down, and that's traveling.
That'll be traveling every time, Coach. It has been every time I've ever seen it. Some full court pressure here for the Vols as the Wildcats trying to inbound, almost causing the turnover. They beat it on the dribble. That's 24. Blue for the Wildcats. She penetrates all the way down, and Coach, and we get our first foul call of the half going against the Vols.
Yeah, she got fouled out about midcourt. And
there's Connell inbounding under their goal for the Wildcats. Ball inside. Number 10, Arnold, she takes that 15-foot jumper. It's a miss. Lindsay controls the rebound. She's on her own, and she lays it up and in for the Volunteers. 27-20 now. The Vols increase that lead to 7. Still that full court pressure being applied by the Vols. Blue breaking it again with her dribble into the lane. The reverse layup, it's missed. Rebounded Dixon for Shelby County. Back to Blue. Over toward in the right corner. A 15-foot jumper there for the Wildcats. 27-22 Volunteers. James on the left wing. To Lindsay, top of the key. Lindsay looks over that defense. Billingsley from the right wing. She misses the three-pointer. A battle for the rebound. It's controlled by the Wildcats. Arnold up the right sideline. It's stolen away. And Billingsley comes back down with it for the Volunteers. They look to reset as Shelby County still in that 3-2 defense. There's Lindsay from the right wing. It's off. That rebound control, though, by the Vols. That's Glenn. Billingsley, 12-foot jumper. It's off. Batted around. And we're going the other way. Blue with a rebound for the Wildcats. Coast to coast. It's up. It's in for Blue and the Wildcats. And that Volunteer lead down to 3, 27-24. 6:08 remaining. Lindsay penetrates. She gets the shot up, Coach. The shot misses, but she's fouled, and she'll be going to the line for 2. That foul against Shelby County, number 23, Dixon, called for that foul. As we've got Lindsay a little gimpy there.
Well, right now, Coach, what we've got to do, we've got to get back in transition because Buey has taken the basketball twice on the rebound and laid it up on the other end with nobody stepping in to stop her.
First free throw up for Lindsay. It's up and in. And she converts the first. James exits the game. Brock entering for the Vols. Volunteer lead at 28-24, 6:06 left. Lindsay's second free throw up. It's a miss. Last touch by the Wildcats out of bounds. So the Vols coach catch a break there, and they'll be inbounding under their goal with a 4-point lead.
Yeah, you know, Dixon had that rebound and just kind of slapped at it and knocked it out of bounds. So it'll give us a chance to inbound the ball underneath our own offensive basket here.
Smith in for Heflin. Billingsley inbounding the ball. And it's thrown into the corner, but it's turned over. But again turned over. The ball finds its way to Brock, top of the key. It's a three-pointer. It's made. But we've got to stop in play.
Yeah, Brock knocked in that three, and not sure why we stopped play
I'm
here.
Not either, Coach. I'm not sure what happened there.
But we did have Floyd come in for the Wildcats.
That increases that three-pointer by Brock, makes it 31-24 Vols, 5:55. Wildcats on the attack. There's Blue from the right wing. Three-pointer, she banks it in, Coach. Blue
Well, she's starting to come alive now. That's 7 points here in the third quarter.
31-27, Volunteers. Billingsley with the ball, top of the key, looking over that defense of the Wildcats. They're still in that 2-3 zone, keeping everything pretty much inside. They've got Lindsay in the corner, trapped, and the ball's turned over. The Wildcats come out of there with it, but it's turned back over. The Vols control it, and we've got some pretty good contact happening in there. The foul called on number 5, Floyd, for the Wildcats. Their second of the quarter. Vols inbounding straight across from us there, Coach. 5:25 left. Vols still up 31-27.
You know, Volunteers here now with a chance to separate again up to 6 or 7 with a 3.
Lindsay with the ball. Brock from the right wing. Another three-pointer. That's rebounded by the Wildcats. Connell. But the turnover because of the pressure. Brock loses it out of bounds, but they're saying last touch by the Wildcats. And Blue gives the Vols another chance to inbound under their goal.
The Wildcats are doing a good job holding us to one shot per trip.
Billingsley inbounds that ball to Smith on the right wing. Back to Billingsley in the right corner. She's up to the right wing. Across to Brock, left wing. Lindsay looks to take the baseline. The shot's up. It's blocked. And then it's last touch by the Vols going out of bounds right in front of Coach
Bishop's
Bishop.
Always trying to help those
Coach
rails.
Bishop, he's trying to, he just wants, you know, wants them to get it right. Trying to help out. Wildcats control it after the inbounds, and they're coming down the court. A long pass, about a half-court pass. A turnover. It's taken away by the Vols down low there. A good pass made there. Coach, we miss one at point-blank range. We get the rebound. Lindsay, she misses from right at the goal, and that rebound controlled by Dixon for Shelby County, and here come the Wildcats.
That's something we've had trouble with all year, is missing those point-blank shots.
Ball works its way to Griffin, top of the key. Over to Floyd from right wing. That shot's missed, and the Vols are on the attack. It's Lindsay. It's up. It's in. And that was actually
that's
Smith.
Heflin.
Yeah, that's Heflin.
Zakaria,
that is Heflin.
Heflin.
Yep. Those gray jerseys, Coach. I don't like us wearing
well,
the gray
you
jerseys.
Can't see the red number on the gray jersey.
Maybe I'm too old, but the Wildcats back on it. 24, there she is, Coach Blue. She gets into the lane. She gets the shot up. It goes, and she's fouled. That Volunteer lead now down to 4. Excuse me, down to 6 with a chance to cut. No, it's 4. That's what I thought. They just hadn't changed the scoreboard yet. That lead down to 4. 33-29 with Blue at the line.
She continues her scoring binge here.
Coach, she's on it this quarter. What's she looking at this quarter so far?
She's got 9 right now.
A chance to go double
digits. Pending this free throw.
In this quarter. The shot's up, and it's good. 33-30. Volunteers lead, 4 minutes exactly remaining in the third quarter.
She's scored all 10 of her points here in this quarter.
Billingsley with the ball, crosses half court. She's at the top of the key. Out top with Lindsay. They survey over the defense. And there's the turnover, Coach, as we look to pass down to the baseline. The Wildcats get in that ball line. They turn it over, and here we go the other way. There's Blue with the ball. It's out. Back over to number 1, Griffin. She hits the three-pointer from the left wing, Coach. We've got a tie ball game at 33 with 3:29 remaining here in the third quarter. Lindsay back to Billingsley, top of the key.
The turnover margin now is really increasing, and they're scoring. When we turn it over, they're scoring.
They're scoring off of theirs, Coach, and we're not. And we're not scoring off some a few second-chance opportunities that we've had.
And I don't know why we're holding the ball outside, because they haven't changed their defense the whole game.
No, they're sitting there in that 3-2 very patiently, keeping that thing pretty much packed inside the three-point line. We try the entry pass down to the block, and it's turned over. They take it away from us, and Blue's on the attack again. The 12-foot pull-up jumper, it's missed, but it goes off the leg of a Volunteer. Wildcats ball, they'll be inbounding under their basket. 2:50 remaining third quarter, 33-33 all. Yeah,
that rebound came right to Ramiah Billingsley, and she kind of fumbled it.
Connell then
went off her knee out of bounds.
The ball. She gets it into Griffin. Griffin to Floyd. Floyd to Connell from the right corner. She misses the three. Billingsley controlling the rebound. She's on the attack. And, Coach, we get into the lane, and we
I don't know what she was trying to do with the ball that time. But
we turned it over, and the Wildcats have got it back. Blue controlling it. Back to Griffin, right corner, Blue, right wing. to the top of the key. We're still in our man-to-man defense. Wildcats spreading us out pretty well throughout the court. That'd be the old five-out set. Everybody's on the outside. We go for the steal. Brock almost, but Blue controls it from the top of the key. She misses the three. Maybe she's cooling off a little. Smith controlling the rebound, and Billingsley brings it up for the Vols.
We let her have a wide-open look.
Heflin with a three-pointer. It's missed. The rebound controlled by Dixon for Shelby County. And we've got a foul called on number three against our Lady Vols from Clay Central.
That's going on Narelle Brock. And according to my figures, that's her third foul.
We're still knotted at 33 all, 153 remaining, third quarter. Our Clay Central volunteer, Lady Volunteers.
Zakaria and Diamond Heflin both check in.
Here at Shelby County High School, Columbiana, Alabama. Thanks for being with us. Our Southern Union Clay Central Sports Network. Blue with the ball, top of the key. Passes. She's looking. She stopped the dribble. She gets it to Floyd. Right wing. Looks to go inside. It's taken away by the Vols. And we're going the other way with Smith running the point. This time on the attack for the Volunteers. Shelby County still in that 3-2. We get it to the inside. A nice bounce pass. Shots attempted by...
I think that foul goes on Dixon, number 23.
And we have got two. We've got number 15. Is that 15, Coach? Zakaria Heflin. She's fouled going to the line for two shots. First shot up and in.
She banked it in.
Puts the Vols back in front by one, 34-33, 1:22 remaining third quarter. Second free throw up. It banks, but it misses. Wildcats rebound, and we're headed right to left for the Shelby County Wildcats. Vols playing a little full court man-to-man, a little pressure on the ball. They get it across half court. Blue up top with it. She passes over to Griffin. Griffin down to Dixon, left corner. Ball works its way back around. Back to Blue, top of the key. And we're just kind of, the Wildcats very patient here as the Vols.
Volunteers, by the way, are playing some, giving a zone look right here.
And not much pressure on the ball.
That's the reason for the slowdown.
The Wildcats content to just play out at the top of this zone for the time being. As it's kind of just a game of toss between Griffin and Arnold and Blue. Working around. There's Blue, the three-pointer. She finds herself open right wing. Shots up and missed. Rebound, Connell. She fouls. That is not Connell, Coach. That's Dixon in there. She's fouled on the putback she attempted. And she's going to the line for two shots. That is Emily Dixon for the Wildcats of Shelby County. She's at the line for two. The first shot is up. And it's in, Coach.
Bounced high and dropped back down in.
That ties us back up 34-34 with 24 seconds remaining, third quarter action. Second shot for Dixon. He's up. And it's up and in. About the same way, Coach. The high bounce and falls through. Wildcats 1-point lead, 35-34, 21 seconds. Smith with the ball, top of the key. The Wildcats still in that 3-2 zone. Ball to Brock on the right wing. Works his way back to Smith, top of the key. Clock at 12 seconds. As we're going to be content to hopefully get off a last-second shot here. We're looking down deep. Lazy pass. It's tipped. We need to take a shot. It's up. It's off. And we go to the end of the third quarter. The Shelby County Wildcats, 35. Our Central Volunteers, 34. You're listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Honey's Cafe. Your favorite Southern-style cooking is at Honey's Cafe in Lineville.
We welcome you back to the gymnasium on the campus of Shelby County High School, Columbiana, Alabama. Coach Chris Heron, Coach Jerry Weems, our man Rusty Taylor, he stepped away for a bit. He'll be back in here with us, hopefully, for boys action here in just a little bit following this game. But, Coach, we've got a good one here. We're headed to the final quarter. 8 minutes to go. Our Central Vols trailing the Shelby County Wildcats by one, 35-34, as we head into the fourth quarter.
Well, we had a good third quarter there by Shelby County. They outscored the Vols 15-9 as Buey or Blue stepped up that quarter with 11 points. So she got them that one-point lead here as we begin this fourth quarter. And the Vols will have the ball to begin play here.
We'll inbound the ball across the way. It's inbound, and here we go, Coach. 8 minutes to go. Lindsay with the ball up top of the key over to Brock, left wing. Brock looking back to Lindsay, top of the key. Shelby County still in that 3-2 defense. They've been in it the whole game. We look to penetrate along the baseline. We turn it over, Coach, and the Wildcats are back on the offensive attack. Blue now controlling the ball as the Wildcats look to get set and see if they can build on this one-point lead. Number 10, Arnold, drives the baseline. She's fouled by our number 10, Heflin.
That's Diamond Heflin.
Diamond Heflin and their number 10, Arnold, going to the line for two shots, Coach.
Well, you know, we had the ball inbounds first and turned it over without ever getting a shot. So that means we've just given them an extra possession here to start this period.
Arnold, first shot up, and it's missed. She'll have a second. Substitution being made here for the Volunteers. Smith entering the game is Arnold for Shelby County. Will be taking her second free throw of this attempt. Second shot up, and it's in. Nothing but the net, Coach. The Wildcats leading us now 36-34 with 7:33 left. Lindsay running the point right now. She's at the top of the key. The ball's getting an offensive set up. We're in the 0-5 out set. We're all on the outside. We look for a cutter into the lane. Skip pass over to Brock in the right corner, looking to go baseline with it. We mishandled down there low. Last touch by a Volunteer, Coach, and there's another one of those turnovers costing us a possession and giving an extra one back to the Wildcats before we even have a shot attempt.
Yeah, we were trying to get it to the low post, and it went out of bounds on the opposite side. So we didn't even touch the entry pass that time.
Coach, we're picking up that half-court trap we're trying to set up, but they beat us on that trap. They get it down. There's Arnold. A 10-foot jumper inside. She misses. Connell with a rebound. She misses. Vols control the next rebound, and we're on the run. Lindsay with the ball. Off her foot, Coach. The dribble goes straight to Blue, and here she goes. Back the other way. Down to the shot up. Missed. Rebound. Missed again by the Wildcats from right at the goal. They'll look to reset, pull this thing out. They look, trying to go inside with it. The Vols step in front of that pass. Take it over. And there, Coach, we've got Smith. And that is, I don't think that is not Smith, Coach. That is who
well,
we got here at the line,
the
Coach?
The foul goes on Buey.
That's 15. That's 15. Zakira Heflin. She's fouled after trying to go up and score. And her first free throw is up, and it's in.
She likes to go to the bank on the free throw.
Cutting that Shelby County lead to one, 36-35. Looking to tie it up here with her second one is Heflin. Second shot up, and it rims out. Controlled by the Wildcats. Blue on the attack with the ball to Arnold for the Wildcats. She's from the baseline, 12-footer. It's up, it's in. Shelby County's lead back to three, 38-35. Lindsay with the ball for our Volunteers. She's on the right wing. Over to Smith, over to Billingsley. Billingsley nails the three-pointer from just to the left of the top of the circle. She drops in that three-pointer, Coach, to tie this thing up. 38-38, 6:10 remaining. Fourth quarter, Clay Central Sports Network, Clay Central Basketball. You stay right here with us. We'll be back.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Coach, we're coming back at you. That 30-second timeout. 6:10 remaining in the game. 38-38. Our Vols, the Shelby County Wildcats, as they inbound under our basket. They've got to go 94 feet. The Vols with that full court pressure, applying some pressure, trying to force the issue with the Wildcats. They get it across half court, and now they look to work. We've got a turnover, Coach. They walked with it across the way from us, so there's something we needed, Coach. An unforced error, and the Wildcats give us the ball back with 5:58 left, and this thing tied up.
Well, we just need to take advantage of that turnover.
Volunteers on the offensive attack, working from our right, from our left to the right, as you listen. They're still in that, maybe going a little different look here, Coach, or just extending that defense, that zone defense a little.
Yeah, it's the same defense.
Just kind of extended out a little more.
But they're going to open up that foul line area right there.
And that's where we take the shot from, and we miss from there. And the rebound, it's blue for Shelby County up the right, the left sideline. She finds Arnold in the corner. It's a three-point attempt. It's off, and it's the rebound controlled by the Volunteers. It's Lindsay up the right sideline. Dribbles down to the left block across the lane. Her shot up and missed. Blue with it, and she's back down the left sideline. She penetrates into the lane. Her shot up. No good, but we get a foul called in there against one of our Volunteers, which will be putting Blue on the line for two. And that foul, number 15, that foul called on Zakira Heflin. Blue going to the line in a tie game, 38-38, between the Wildcats and the Vols with 5:07 remaining in the game.
Right now, both teams are trying to dribble the length of the floor on every rebound.
Blue knocks in the first one to put her Wildcats up 39-38, and she's got a second shot coming. A pretty hectic pace there, Coach, for a couple of possessions.
Yeah.
A lot of dribbling by up and down the court by one player from one end to the other. Blue at the line, takes her dribbles. Her second shot, it's up. It's off, rebounded, central, and here we go. Wildcats one-point lead, 5:02 remaining, 39-38. That's Billingsley with the ball over to Lindsay at the right wing, down to Heflin, right corner, a three-pointer's up. It's good, Coach.
That's actually India Glenn.
India Glenn, yeah, number one.
Three.
Number one. She nails that thing to put her Vols up, 41-39, 4:45 remaining in the contest. Blue controlling it for the Wildcats up top. Playing a little pitch and catch with Floyd across the top. Lindsay went for the steal, missed it. Blue penetrates to the inside. Dishes off to Connell. Connell misses the lay-in. That rebound controlled by the Volunteers, and we're back on the offensive end for the Vols. Billingsley looking to penetrate inside the three-point line to the right side. She's fouled on the floor.
Sonja Floyd picking up that foul on the far side there.
Boys will be inbounding about the old timeline mark across the way from us. Offensive end of the court, which is to our right, the way we're listening. Billingsley inbounds to Lindsay. 4:21 left. Balls lead by three. Balls lead by two, 41-39. More pressure on the ball by the Wildcats as they're looking to create even more turnovers. One happens there. It's Blue. She's on the go, Coach, from coast to coast. It's up. It's missed. It's rebounded and controlled by the Vols. Now we've got a two-on-one, and that is number 15, Zakira Heflin. Fouled.
It's on number 34.
Our lady that was fouled.
Right, but it's on Canale for them.
Well, that's good, Coach. That's good. As long as it's on them and it's got us on the line with a chance to get some more points. That is Heflin at the line. Her first shot, it's up, and it's no good.
Zakira has been to the line. This will be her eighth attempt of the game.
Zakira with a second free throw upcoming. 3:56 remaining. Vols up 41-39. Zakira's second free throw, it's up, and it's no good. And that rebound controlled by Blue.
She shot that ball hard. It banged off the board.
And here come the Wildcats. Blue with the ball. Down toward the low block, right side of the court. Ball into the corner to Arnold. Pass out to the wing is stolen away by Lindsay. She takes it. She misses the layup. Coach Billingsley rebounds. She misses the layup right there from the block.
Man.
Rejected, and the Wildcats control it, and here we go the other way. Arnold's with the ball now. Down to the low block there. Tries to skip the pass across to Dixon, It's a little too high for Dixon to handle. It's out of bounds. It's Volunteers' ball. We're going back the other way at 3:26. Ball still up, 41-39.
We missed two gimmies that last trip.
But they did too, Coach. Thank goodness.
Well, they threw it out of bounds just now.
We've still got our two-point lead, and we can add to it here if we can control the basketball. And we get a foul call, Coach. That foul.
Oh, that's on number 23 there.
23 called for the foul.
Dixon.
On. And we're putting 15. There's Zakira Heflin back to the line again, Coach. She's getting some pretty good position down on that low block, and they're trying to get her the ball in there. It causes those short shots, lay-in type shots. And she drains that first free throw, Coach, to get their Vols out ahead by 3, 42-39. With the second shot upcoming for Zakira. The second shot, it's up. It's off. It's rebounded by Shelby County. Connell controlling it. Half-court pass down to Arnold. Arnold, it's up and it's missed. And the Vols rebound, and here we come, Coach. On the attack, it's Lindsay on the right wing. That defense extending on out for Shelby County. Billingsley, 12-foot jumper from the left side. She misses. Rebound by Blue, but we've got a foul called.
Yeah, that's going on India Glenn.
And
on the rebound there. We're not in the bonus yet, so the Wildcats will inbound and bring it up.
Coach will be in the bonus. The next foul against Shelby County will be their fifth, so that will begin to put the Volunteers on the line. They're still two away. We're sitting at three team fouls this quarter. 2:49, Vols up 42-39 remaining in this game. Vols have got that full court pressure on, looking to create a turnover, and we do right there, Coach. It's Lindsay. She goes to the goal. The ball's up. It's in, and we'll count that one, Coach. We'll count those two for Lindsay, and she'll be having a chance to add one to it. She extends the ball's lead to 5, 44-39, 2:37 remaining in the game. And she's at the line with a chance to add one more.
Griffin picked up that foul as Lindsay went to the line, to the backboard.
And Lindsay nails the free throw. 45-39, 6-point lead for the Vols. 2:37 remaining. Here come the Wildcats. That pressure picked up at three-quarter court by the Vols, but they beat it with a quick pass down to Arnold. Arnold finds Dixon on the block, and that pass to Dixon, she converts the short jumper right there. Cutting that lead, 45-41, 2:27 to go. We'll be right back with more action from Shelby County High School, the Clay Central Sports Network.
Coosa Valley Wound Care Center offers specialized medical care for wound management. Nurse practitioner Quincy Leach and his team at Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is equipped with advanced resources to address a range of wound types and provides comprehensive care aimed at promoting healing and recovery. Located in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is integrated into the larger Coosa Valley Health Network, which delivers a range of health services to local communities. Additional details are available online at cvhealth.net.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We welcome you back to the Southern Union Clay Central Sports Network, Classic Country 90.9. Our Lady Volunteers, Central High School, Clay County. We've made the trip over to Columbiana, taking on the Wildcats in this matchup. Shelby County, our Vols inbound the ball, Coach. But then we get tied up with the Wildcat, and we've got a foul call, a jump ball. I'm not sure what kind of call we got here.
I think we had a jump ball.
And that'll be
Wildcat
possession, as they'll be inbounding right there in front of Coach Bishop. 2:24 left. Wildcats trailing our Vols 45-41. Ball's inbounded. It's Blue controlling it. Passes off to Arnold. Arnold guarded by Billingsley. Glenn Heflin goes for the steal. The long shot by Blue. It's missed. Last touch by Vall before it goes out of bounds in the right corner.
Well, it's very important now that we rebound the misses because we're trying to hold on to this four-point lead. We don't want to give them more opportunities than we have to.
2:05 remaining. Wildcats inbound under their goal. It's Arnold from the right wing, dribbles through the lane to the left block, takes the short jumper, misses, but rebounded. But the Wildcats called for the travel. The turnover gives the ball back to the Volunteers. 1:57 to go. Vols up by 4, 45-41, Coach. And very important, we take care of the basketball here and not have a turnover.
Yeah, Arnold had a rebound right there in the lane, but she fell with the ball, which is in high school is traveling.
The Wildcats coming out, Coach, with some pressure on the full court, trying to cause the turnover. We beat it. Wildcats knock it out of bounds. We're at 1:51 to go.
Well, they're going to
they'll be pressure
increase the pressure right
sure.
here.
We inbound the ball, 1:50 to go in the ball game. Lindsay with the ball across half court. She passes to Billingsley, left wing to Heflin, left corner, works it back around. Smith drives into the lane, comes out the other side with it at the left wing. Back to Lindsay, top of the key. The balls just need to be secure with the ball. It goes down. And we, Coach, we missed one at blank range there. A miss and a rebound by the Wildcats, and now they're on the attack. There's Arnold at the right wing. Back to Blue at the top of the key. Blue drives the lane around us, lays it up, lays it in. 1:06 to go. Volunteers 45. Shelby County Wildcats 43.
We've got a two-point game here.
We get the ball inbounded, Coach, when we've got to get it across half court. Smith, she crosses the line with the ball. Back to Lindsay, top of the key. The ball into the right corner. Back to Lindsay, right wing.
We need to remember we don't need a score here.
We don't need a score, but we don't need a turnover either. So we work that thing. There's Brock, right corner. A three-pointer, it's up, it's off. Smith with a rebound across the way.
Why was we taking the three-pointer?
Well, we were wide open, Coach. It's hard.
But we want the clock.
Well, it's hard. It's just hard. Coach, it's hard to do. When you're that wide open, Coach, sometimes you just want to pull it.
Meanwhile, we've got a foul on Morgan Arnold of the Wildcats.
And that's going to put us on the line, Coach, because they're over that five-foul limit for the quarter. And we've got Mia Lindsay going to the line for two. The Vols with a two-point lead at the 30-second mark. 30 seconds left in this game. And now we've got a timeout called.
And Mia 4-5 today at the line, so you like those odds.
And we'll be taking this timeout with them, Coach. The Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network. You stay right here.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank's Point of View, a hidden gem overlooking Talladega National Forest. Enjoy endless views, stunning sunsets, and starry nights. Each spacious RV site includes a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammock hooks. Hike miles of scenic trails and let your four-legged friends roam free. Frank's Point of View is online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your perfect getaway awaits.
Welcome back here. We're at Shelby County High School, our Central Vols, the Wildcats. 30 seconds to go in girls action, 45-43. Lindsay with her second shot. It's up, and it's good. And now the Volunteers up 46-43. 30 seconds to go, Coach, and we've got another timeout. And we'll take it with them as we step away with just seconds to go in this action on Classic Country 90.9, Clay Central Sports Network.
Tires are an investment, and you can extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated four-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road. Highway 9 Tire is also your local X-Mark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Back at Shelby County High School, our Clay Central Vols, the Lady Wildcats, they inbound coach, and they're on the attack. Down three, 27 seconds remaining up the right sideline. The ball, it works out to Arnold, right wing. Arnold penetrates, and the shot's up, and it's missed. And we've got a foul call, Coach, across the way.
It's going on Shelby County.
And it's going to be against Shelby County, and that's going to put Mia Lindsay, Coach, back on the free throw line for two shots. 18 seconds remaining. We're up, our Lady Vols, 46-43. Would Coach a chance to add two more to that?
Morgan Arnold picked that foul up for Shelby County.
Two big free throws here, Coach. At least one of them will make it, would make it at least a two-possession game required for Shelby County. That first one's up, and it's in, increasing our lead, 47-43. 18 seconds remaining. Mia Lindsay a chance to add one more to that four-point lead. Shot two, it's up, and it's good. 48-43, 18 seconds remaining. And we've got another timeout on the court, and we'll take it. You're listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lineville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Buying a new automobile is an investment. You want to find exactly what you're looking for. At Hill Auto Sales, you're not tied down to a specific make, model, or color. If you don't see it on the lot, see Kevin Hill, Jeff Colbert, or Tim Carroll, and they'll search high and low to find the car, truck, or SUV just for you. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lineville. They're open Monday through Friday, and the website is buyfromhill.com. The phone number is 256-396-1100. Hill Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
We're back with you from Shelby County High School, Columbiana, Alabama. Our Lady Vols ahead, 48-43, 18 seconds remaining. Wildcats inbounding the ball. They get it in blue. She's down, full court pressure being applied. A long pass down court. It's intercepted by the Vols, but it's taken back away by the Wildcats. A shot's up. It's missed. And that rebound, it's out of bounds. Last touch, they say, by
looks like a volunteer. Wildcat ball.
So Shelby County inbounding under their goal, 7 seconds as they trail by five, Coach. We look to get it in. They tried to get it in right there at the block. Billingsley gets her hand on it, knocks it out. That takes a second off the clock. 6 seconds, 5-point lead for the Vols as they still trying to inbound under their goal. Again, Coach, quick hands there by Lindsay. It's knocked out, takes 4/10 off. 5.6 remaining.
We can end the game like this.
If we'll just keep slapping it out of there, getting about a half a second at a time. They try it again, Coach, there's and we do it again. But nothing that time, Coach. Oh, we don't get not even a tenth of a second. It had to take at least a blink of an eye.
You would think.
You would think so, but, I mean, he didn't even have time to flip the switch on and off. So the Wildcats now, Coach, we're trying right in the corner. They're trying to inbound that thing. They do. Blue right at the top of the key. She's in. She drops it in. But that's it, Coach. That takes care of it. The Vols don't even have to inbound the ball. And there's your final score. Our Lady Volunteers from Central Clay County, 48. The Shelby County Wildcats, 45. We'll step away, regroup, refresh, and we'll come back with some final numbers from this matchup from Shelby County High School. The Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
You all know that Matthew's Meat Market has locally raised beef, pork, and chicken. But what else do they offer? How about Schoolhouse Pizza, chicken fingers, and buffalo wings as well? Turnovers and cheesecake. Matthew's also has frozen biscuits and Sister Schubert rolls. Matthew's Meat Market is more than a butcher shop, located on Highway 49, just north of Lineville. Matthew's Meat Market is open Monday through Saturday from 8 till 5. They're closed on Wednesdays. Matthew's Meat Market is proud to be a part of the Clay Central Sports Network.
One stop at Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lineville, and you realize their investment in today's youth. From the cashiers to those mopping the floors to the ones taking your groceries to the car, many of those are local students. They're learning what it takes to be a part of a team and the value of hard work. Piggly Wiggly has been providing young folks an opportunity for years, and that continues today. Piggly Wiggly in the heart of Ashland and Lineville, proud to support our local schools and the Radio Alabama Foundation.
This is the Marble City Urology Post-Game Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Our Lady Volunteers pick up the big win on the road in Columbiana, Alabama, Shelby County High School. Coach, a good win there for the Lady Vols to come on the road, pick up that win to remain in contention for that number one seed in the possibility of hosting an area tournament, picking up a 48-45 win over the Wildcats of Shelby County.
Well, it was a struggle all throughout this game and went down really to wasn't decided until the last 30 seconds. But Mia Lindsay had a big game today, 16 points, and Ramiah Billingsley had 11, and three three-pointers there for Ramiah as well. So those two were the big scores for the day. Narao brought chipped in 8 points, and Zykeria Heflin had 7. Leading scorer for Shelby County was Kinnaid Buey with 20 points, the only player for them in double figures. And Shelby County ends up, I think, winless in area play. The Volunteers still with one game left tomorrow night against Briarwood Christian, and that'll be a big one following this win today. So 48-45 victory here for the Volunteer girls.
Good win there for the girls picking that up, and they got, again, they'll wind up area play tomorrow night hosting the Broward Christian Lions back home there at Central High School of Clay County.